Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled The Spirit of Christmas, was written by Lisa M. Samra. At a Christmas dinner held at our church to celebrate the cultures of the international guests, I joyfully clapped along to the sound of the darbuka, a type of drum, and the oud, a guitar-like instrument, as a band played the traditional Middle Eastern carol, Lailat al-Milad. The band singer explained that the title means Nativity Night. The lyrics reminded hearers that the spirit of Christmas is found in serving others, in ways like offering a thirsty person water or comforting someone weeping. The carol likely draws from a parable in Matthew 25, where Jesus commends his followers for deeds they'd done for him, providing food when he was hungry, drink when he was thirsty, and companionship and care when he was sick and alone. Instead of simply accepting Jesus's commendation, the people in the parable are surprised, thinking they hadn't actually done these things for Christ. He responded, "Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." During the holiday season, the encouragement to get in the Christmas spirit is often a nudge toward expressing a festive attitude. Lailat al-Milad reminds us that we can put into practice the true Christmas spirit by caring for others. And amazingly, when we do, we not only serve others, but Jesus too. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 25, verses 34 through 40. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Let's pray. Lord Jesus, open our eyes to see you in the faces of those in need around us, especially during this Christmas season. Help us embody the true spirit of Christmas by serving others with love and compassion, knowing that in doing so, we are serving you. Thank you, Lord. It's in your holy name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening today. My name is Brenna Holsklaw, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.